Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, people of God. How are you all this morning? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Lucas Ross, the third pastor of New Destiny Church here in St. Louis, Missouri. Greeting you this morning. May God bless you and a good morning. Today is Wednesday, January the 30th, 2013, and it is a wonderful, wonderful day to be up in the land of the living for the throne of grace this morning with you all. Thank God so much for another beautiful day. We thank God for waking us up. We thank God for you, brothers and our sisters who call in each and every morning as we go before the throne of grace. And we're going to do just that this morning. I'm not going to keep you long. I know that you have many endeavors to do today, but we're going to go before the throne this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us with so many blessings that you've blessed us with. We thank you for all of your mercy and your grace. Father God, we thank you for watching over us as we slept last night. You kept us safe. You kept us from hurt, harm, and danger. And you allowed us, Lord, to have a pleasant, wonderful, and refreshing sleep. Let me thank you again for waking us up this morning that we might see a brand new day as we see the sun rising, coming up. We thank God for the ability to be able to see it. We thank God that it is, comes up every day and that you have been faithful to us each and every day. Father, just help us to continue to learn how to be faithful to you and to each other. Lord, we thank you for the myriad of blessings that you've blessed us with, and you could name them one by one, but it would probably take us all day. But just a few, our shelter, the house that we live in, we thank you for our food, the water that we drink. We have clean water in this country to drink, and we can just go right to the faucet and pour it. We thank you for that. We thank you for the food that we eat. We thank you for the cars that we drive. We thank you for the jobs that we're able to have and go to. We thank you for our schools and higher education, places of higher learning that we're able to go to and learn. We're thankful, our Father, for our churches, for our pastors and our teachers, and all of the other workers that we have, evangelists. We thank you, Father God, for all that you are providing for us, our families, Lord, our siblings, our children, our spouses, our moms and our dads. Father, we truly, truly thank you for all that you have done for us. You have been good to us. Just don't want to take it for granted that you have been so very good to us. You've given us our health and our strength. We're able to walk around and get around. You've healed us from our diseases. You've truly been good to us. You've been good for us. And you've been faithful to us. Father, most importantly, you've forgiven us for our sins. You sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for us that we might have a right to the tree of life. And Father, he has satisfied and fulfilled every righteous requirement of the law. And we thank you so much. We thank you so much for that. You truly, truly saved us. And you've adopted us as your own children. And you filled us with your Holy Spirit, sealing us, even to the final day of our redemption. And we just thank you this morning. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day. And we thank you for all that you're going to bless us with today. And we We've looked at what you've done for us in the past, and you're looking at what you're doing for us now. But Father, we also believe that even in the future, you're going to bless us, and that we are going to be successful in our endeavors today, and that we will fulfill the destiny that you purposed in us. We know, Lord, that you created us for a purpose. We know, Lord, that you are continuing to reveal that purpose to us, and we believe that you are going to fulfill that purpose in us. So, Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We're asking that you would be with us throughout this prayer call. Teach us how to pray. Give us the words to say that we might be able to bless somebody else, that we might be able to intercede for someone else, that they might be able to hear you and see you and be blessed by you today. Lord, we thank you for all of the institutions in our city. We thank you for our firefighters. And we thank you for our police officers. We thank you for our teachers. We thank you for all of those students and their parents. We're asking that you will bless each and every one of them today. Father, we thank you for our mayor and our respective county commissioners and chairmen, county executives. Father, we thank you for all of the aldermen and all of the folks who serve in those capacities. We ask that you bless them today. Father, we ask that you look upon all of the elected officials in our city. Give them the wisdom, Lord, to provide godly leadership and make sound decisions. Father, we thank you for all of the pastors in our city. We ask that you touch each and every one of them. Give them boldness, Lord, to be able to speak the words that need to be spoken. Help them not to get caught up in politics, that they might compromise the word of God. They might water down the message for the sake of the people, but Father, help them to remain truthful to your word, that they might be able to speak truth to power, and that we might be able to understand that there is no other truth than the truth that we get from you, for you are the truth and you are the light. Continue to shine your light in our city. Shine it in all of those dark places, Lord, where the enemy tries to lurk and hide, where he tries to commit crimes and other things against the people here in this city. Father, we ask that you shine your light bright. Reveal those hidden and secret places, Lord, and continue to make them safe here. Continue to encamp your angels all throughout the city, that the people of God, that the people of this city might be able to be safe. Lord, we thank you so much for your blessings. We thank you so much for your kindness. I'm asking you this morning to touch, to heal all of the sick that are among us, all of those, Lord, who are hurting or ill, who have sickness and disease. We're bringing them before you this morning, asking that you would heal them, deliver them, and set them free. Father, we're thanking you for it in advance because we know you are the great physician. We know that healing is part of who you are and part of what you have promised for us. Father, for all of those who are having marital difficulties or relationship issues this morning, I ask that the peace of God would surpass all of their intellectual understanding, that you would move into that situation and smooth it out, Lord, and make it okay today. Father God, those who are having financial difficulties, who are unemployed, who may need jobs and opportunities, Father, who may need ideas to become entrepreneurs, well, Father, I ask that you touch them today. All financial difficulties, Lord, touch them today. For you are the source. You are our source. You are our supplier. You are our sustainer. You are the one who gives us the power to get wealth. And Father, I ask today in the name of Jesus that you would bless your people today financially with a wonderful and mighty blessing. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon them that they might not have room enough to receive it. Bless them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are also asking that you would continue to bind your people together in love. Stop all of the hatred and the violence that is running rampant in our streets, in our communities. Father, touch them with your hand of love. Allow it to permeate every fiber of their being, that they might not respond with anger, that they might not respond with violence. But teach them, Father God, that they should respond with kindness and with love, because love is the greatest force of all. Love conquers all. Lord, we thank you and we love you. We honor you and we adore you. Continue to teach us how to pray. Continue to give us the words to say that we might be able to be blessed, to be a blessing. We thank you, we love you, we honor you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God's people said, amen. Amen. All right, this morning we're going to look at our devotional reading. We are at Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6, verse number 9. Exodus chapter 6, verse number 9. And it reads, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and their cruel bondage. But they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and cruel bondage. A call to worship. It is very difficult to lead when those you are leading believe that they have been mistreated and have lost all hope. Such was the case when God called Moses to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt. They had lived under many years of oppression and slavery, yet God heard their cry. He sent someone to bring them out of slavery so that they might worship God. Interesting that God didn't say to serve him. Above all else, God desires our worship. A person cannot enter into true worship of God while still in slavery and bondage. In Proverbs, the writer tells us that hope deferred makes the heart sick. There is a place in life where life becomes so discouraging and hopeless that we lose all hope, and it can actually make us sick. I have been at this place. It is a scary condition. It brings you to the edge of despair. The people will not listen to Moses, yet God did not deliver immediately. In fact, it would be many plagues later before ultimate deliverance would take place. Why does God withhold deliverance at times? It is in order to bring greater glory from the situation. It isn't because he doesn't care. It is because his plan for mankind is resting in these events. It is a finely tuned plan that involves many people and situations, all operating at the same time. It can seem cruel at times, but God knows that his children cannot worship him if they are in bondage and lose all hope. He won't allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear, so he has a plan of deliverance for each of us. This plan is not always the kind of deliverance that we might think is best. It sometimes has pain surrounding the deliverance. When a mother gives birth, that child is delivered into this world through much pain. But with that pain comes great joy on the other side. And every mother will say the pain was worth it because of the exceeding joy that child brought in the midst of the pain. What are you in bondage to today? What keeps you from entering true worship? Work can keep us in bondage if we fail to enter into freedom in Christ during our workday. So today, ask God to show you the areas of bondage that you are living in so that you may worship him. Amen. We thank God for devotional reading today, and we thank him for his word. Truly, it is a good word, for we cannot worship him if we are in bondage, and if we are in despair, or if we are despondent, we cannot worship Him. And so He calls us to deliverance. That deliverance must be found in Him. That deliverance must be found in Him. Have you ever noticed that sometimes we try to deliver ourselves, and sometimes we try to get out of situations by our own means, and sometimes it seems to work, and we get out of a situation temporarily, or we think that we're out, and then we start to get this feeling of happiness, only to realize a short time later that we were not out, but we were still in bondage. We had only deferred the rest of the pain, the rest of the process that we needed to go through. And then we have to go through it all over again and start over again. So I say to you, do not thwart the process that you have to go through. Do not try and circumvent it. Go through it, because there is a reason that God puts you through this process. And that process is to refine us. The process is to pull out everything in us that is not like Him, so that when we come to the other side, we will be refined and we will come out like pure gold. We will come out fit for the Master's use. And His use is for us to worship Him. That is why we were created. We were created and we were designed to worship God and give Him glory. So go through the process today. Ask and seek to find His face, to hear His heart, to know His words, and God will surely bring you out of any situation and circumstance that you are in, because He is faithful to us, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. God bless you. God bless you this morning. Gracious Father, we thank You for Your word today. We thank You for all of these, Your people. And Lord, even as we depart from one another to go our separate ways to fulfill all of the tasks and endeavors that we have slated for today, we're asking that You be with us. We're asking that You keep us. Watch over us, Lord, as we drive on the highways and the byways and the roads. Keep us safe. Give us traveling mercies and encamp angels all around us as we go. Be with the children, Lord, as they go to school. Be with them, Lord, as they ride the bus, as they go to the bus stop, or as they walk to school. Protect them and watch over them. And even while they're at school, guard their hearts and their minds. The enemy might not mislead them or take advantage of them. Even guard us in our workplaces, Father, that we might not be sucked into the enemy's trap. We might not fulfill any of the lust of the flesh, but that we might speak life and love to our neighbors, to those who we work with, to our colleagues and co-workers. Father, be with us and stand by us everywhere we go today, that we might fulfill every one of Your purposes and every one of Your promises that You have for us. We thank You and we love You and we honor You today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. I love you. I am praying for you. Continue to pray for me. I will see you soon. But I can go. Bye now.